It's a vivid work painted by four people, quite significantly from Liberia, Ivory Coast, Eritrea and Congo. Silently but forcefully, it speaks of war and of violence, of sea journeys and detention. But, she points out, it also has a window on the blue Maltese sky and contains the promise of hope.
There are four different sections to this mural, which was drawn by African asylum seekers and people who were given protection in Malta. It describes different stages of the journey and of reaching Europe. In the first section, which is predominantly red in color, and therefore one can immediately associate that with blood, with violence, we see huts burning. There are soldiers attacking villages, huts which are on fire, children who are still holding footballs on their heads and being led away by an armed soldier. And then moving to the right, in the background there is a hut burning, a woman who's got her hands in handcuffs and the soldier is leading her away with the children crying. Then the red and the brown give way to a lighter brown, which is the brown of the sands. Now, this is evidently because all the people who would have reached Malta from sub-Saharan Africa would have had to cross the Sahara Desert. And the tragedy of crossing the Sahara Desert, I say the tragedy, not just the journey, but the tragedy of crossing the Sahara Desert is made evident by the many skeletons which are to be seen in the background, including vehicles full of skeletons and also people who are seen to have wandered away from broken down vehicles and would have died in the desert. One can also see vultures approaching cars which are still full of dead bodies. And a man wandering in the desert going nowhere really. The third section of the mural, behind the sand mountains, which are indicated by the middle split on the entire mural, this is predominantly green, and it's the green of the Libyan flag. It denotes Libya. One can see that by the style of housing, which are no longer huts, but which are typically Mediterranean, Arab, North African houses. And there are people trying to leave. There are people who are trying to leave the Libyan coast, backed on motor launches or else on small boats. And we can see that people are trying to leave the coast of Libya, quite evidently, all huddled on small boats which are about to sink, and some of them are actually going under. So in this section of the picture, you can actually see a woman who's holding up her baby quite high so as to save him from drowning. Another African man going under, more people falling overboard and also drowning while others are trying to swim to the shore. Many, of course, from what we know, do not know how to swim, having seen the sea only for the first time. A number of other people are being rescued by motor launches, white motor launches this time, which would be from the Maltese rescue or else patrol boats, and are then brought into Malta. Unfortunately, beautiful Malta is depicted in grey for the most part, and I wouldn't blame the people who drew this picture because for them, it's a very grey existence. They are first met with detention, even as asylum seekers are detained. And in the case of many of the people who are currently here in Malta, they would have been detained for several months. Less so in the last few months of 2009, but for the most part, people would have spent 7, 8, 9, 10, or even 12 months in detention. And the grim reality of detention is shown by the predominantly grey colour, but then by people lying down or sitting on bunk beds, there is no other furniture in the detention centers, or just sitting on the ground and holding their heads in their hands with their elbows on their knees, doing nothing because there's nothing to do all day long except lying around and just counting the days, the days in detention.
One thing that strikes me is in the middle of this grey we see a window.
Now there is a window, and the window is meant to represent hope. And the window, of course, is characterized by the beautiful blue skies, which are obviously the beautiful blue skies of Malta, and the nice cotton-shaped clouds, and the green of the trees, which one can see from the window, but that's about it. Meanwhile, the detention center is surrounded by a fence with razor wire and, of course, guards. Then, finally, the gray yields to white, and that is meant to represent a new future, a bright future. People are seen leaving the detention center with some basic belongings on their heads and going out to the detention center. The final part of the picture shows women, men, children, people of different nationalities, of different complexions, all sharing the same united reality. And the last message says, stop racism, unity of all races, and love to all people. And I would say that is the basic thing that one would hope for, having left detention. We know that that is not yet the end of the problems for people who leave detention, but at least it might be a new beginning.
That was Jesuit Father Joseph Cassar, Director of Jesuit Refugee Service in Malta.